The procurement bill aims to get state agencies and local governments to buy 20% of all the goods they purchase from Wisconsin companies. The other plan applies to businesses like call centers and would no longer let the state go to firms in places like India to do work that could be performed by a business in the U.S. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Bocan says they're both aimed at keeping jobs in the state.
At this particular economic time, we need to do everything we can as a state government to help business.
But Hudson Republican Kitty Rhodes says the trouble with both plans is that there's nothing that legally ties the state to these numbers. That is, they're more of a goal than a requirement.
Can you show me the language, please, where this actually does something, or it actually requires something, or it actually enforces something? Because, you know, I just can't find it.
Still, Rhodes and many of her Republican colleagues voted along with Democrats in favor of these plans. Another Republican lawmaker also offered up the change to one of the plans to require 20% of goods to be purchased from Wisconsin companies. Originally, the target number was supposed to be 5%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.